100 word stories.
I could blame the jerks at ERCOT that all this stuff is late this week, but no, there weren't any warnings this week. The weekend, maybe. George and the Breadcrumbs. It's by Lawrence Simon. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. Most pirates navigate by landmarks or by the stars, but George preferred a technique that he read in a book. He left a trail of breadcrumbs in the water. "We can follow them back to port," he said. The other pirates pointed out to George that this used up their food supply quickly, and that the birds and fish ate all the breadcrumbs, leaving the pirates without a trail. George tore up his book of Brother Grimm's fairy tales and left a trail of shredded paper to follow. "Can't even read that crap right. Not going to re-record it." You can re-record it and send it in, and I'll replace this story at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Are you even listening? No, I'm not. Anyway, thank you all for being here. And at that point, keep it brief.